Parshat Akif spells out abundant blessings that come upon us for following the dictates and ways of the Torah. It begins, "It shall be that Akif, because you will listen to the laws and keep and do them, that God your God will keep unto you the covenant and the love which he swore to your fathers." Our sages note that the Torah uses here the term Akif, rather than a more common term like im, if. The word Akif also means heel, the lowest part in the body, the end part. Thus they interpret, though the Torah speaks here of a divine reward for the observance of mitzvot, all these abundant blessings are merely the fruits of the mitzvot. The real or full reward, the very stock of the mitzvot, transcends any worldly capacities, and therefore remain for Akif, the very end of man's life on earth, that is, for the world to come. Another interpretation. Akif is the heel with which man steps on things. Akif tishmun, this means, if you will listen to and obey even the light commandments, the mitzvot which a person treats lightly and tramples with his heel. In our own minds, we have a tendency to distinguish between major mitzvot and minor mitzvot, between important precepts and light ones. We are quite careful with the major ones, but tend to neglect the minor ones. Our parsha therefore reminds us, the real proof of our love of God, of our sincere observance of mitzvot, lies in Akif Tishmon, in the observance of the easy, light, or the so-called minor mitzvot. Thus we are cautioned in Pirkei Avot, be as careful with a light mitzvah as with a major one. This is not only good advice for achieving the stature of the ideal Torah personality. The significance of this principle goes far beyond that and touches the very core of moral life. Minor details are charged with major consequences. First of all, any one minor mitzvah may be inconsequential in itself. But things add up. Even worthless pennies add up to substantial sums of money. The Gemara thus interprets the verse, "The sin of my heels surrounds me," to mean the sins that a person treads upon with his heels by regarding them as inconsequential encompass and surround him on the day of judgment. For the accumulation of these minor transgressions grows to be equal to the major sins which that same person would never dare commit. Secondly, to neglect the seemingly minor mitzvahs betrays a certain tendency, a character trait of recklessness or carelessness. Today it is only a minor mitzvah, but that tendency must ultimately lead to major transgressions. In turn, to care and observe minor things and details safeguards and guarantees the care and observance of the major precepts and principles of the Torah. Our parsha thus cautions us that Akif Tishmun, we must be careful to listen to the teachings of the Torah, up her Akif, down to the heel, that even our furthest and lowest part, the heel, will not trample them, but hear and observe them.